Anna, what is multiple sclerosis? What does that word really mean? It strikes fear in everybody.
You're right. It really does strike fear. Multiple sclerosis is a neurological disorder that is related to a dysfunction of the immune system that affects about 400,000 Americans. We don't know exactly why people develop MS, but we do know that the immune system is integrally involved in the development of the disease. And people with MS may never have symptoms after their first experience with symptoms, or may progress to have significant disability. And those are the reasons that people fear the diagnosis.
As in many other autoimmune diseases, there are individuals who do remarkably well, and it's almost as if the immune system manages to heal itself and the disease is limited in time. It's almost a one-shot disease. It happens and doesn't happen again, but yet many other patients have relapsing and remitting disease and others a much more progressive course.
That's right. So some patients will have what we call a clinically isolated syndrome, where they have one episode that may never recur again. Other patients will have repeated episodes, some of which will improve completely. Some will leave them with a little bit of neurological impairment, and over time those patients may progress. And then there's about 10% of patients who develop a much more severe form of the disease, where from diagnosis they progressively worsen over time.
How do you predict, can you predict, for somebody with new onset disease, if they're going to be the lucky group that have a one-shot, clinically isolated disease process?
That's a great question. We do not currently have a good way to predict which patients are going to progress and which will not. The rule of thumb is that about 20% of patients who have a single episode or clinically isolated syndrome may develop MS over time. And that data has led us to treat clinically isolated syndrome aggressively with the medications that we use to treat MS to prevent progression of clinically isolated syndrome into multiple sclerosis.
There are then different forms of MS, or there might almost be under the rubric of the term multiple sclerosis. There are people who have milder disease. There are people who have relapsing disease and then progressive disease. Do the clinical symptoms, do what patients feel, are they different from these different scenarios, or are they similar?
That's another great question. Unfortunately, there's no way clinically to know which syndrome the patient will fit into. And a lot of times, this diagnosis of either clinically isolated syndrome, relapsing remitting, or primary progressive disease is made retrospectively, looking at the patient and looking back on their history. The symptoms can be very much the same. For example, somebody may develop visual loss in one eye, or what we call optic neuritis. And that can be a single episode, never recur again with complete improvement. It can be a single episode with some impairment, and then the patient develops other symptoms, typically involving other parts of the brain and the spinal cord, or that can develop into other forms of MS and MS-like conditions that are progressive.
There is this concept in MS that the disease is separated in time, different events over time, and in space, different parts of the body. Is that helpful in figuring out if somebody early on in the course of disease has MS?
That is, in fact, how we define MS. So MS has always been defined by episodes of neurological dysfunction that involve different parts of the central nervous system. And then patients have to have more than one episode. So a single episode does not equal MS. However, with the advent of MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging, we now have the ability to look at patients' brains and spinal cords and assess whether they may have had a previous event that perhaps they didn't even realize they had. And so MRI helps us find the dissemination or the separate episodes over time. So somebody presenting with a new set of symptoms, for example, optic neuritis, who on MRI has evidence that they've had prior events in their brain, the diagnosis can then be made.